Welcome, my darling pretties, to our Beyond the Dawn of Business podcast for pretty empowered female entrepreneurs. It's time to step into your power, pretties. Lift each other, support the squad, and choose a life filled with the autonomy and freedom to live your dreams. I'm your host, Dawn Beth, owner and founder of Beyond the Dawn Digital Business Brand and Agency. My coffee is hot and my eyelashes are on, so we are ready to go. Hey, pretties, and welcome to this episode. Today, I'm diving deep into money mindset. It is an area that I speak about all of the time with my amazing pro members and my clients. And it's something that I think as business owners and entrepreneurs, we really have to make friends with. So for those of you who maybe have never worked on money mindset before, or that this may be a new concept for, let me just give you a little overview of what money mindset is. So basically, every single one of us has a predetermined bias when it comes to money. And we actually have predetermined biases that we get from our upbringing or from our environment, or even sometimes from past experiences that we create around all sorts of different energies in our lives. But money has a particularly potent way of creating some really, really stringent belief systems that we can either hold on to, or that we can do some work to change, to evolve, or to see differently. Like all belief systems that we carry within ourselves, there is the opportunity, if you have a growth mindset, to be able to maybe make some changes in the way that you consider different things to be and how you can actually work on those so that they work to serve you and they're more in your favor. So every single one of us comes from a different background. We come from different sets of resources, different sets of belief systems, and definitely different relationships with money. There are some feelings and biases when it comes to money that everybody kind of has an understanding or an awareness of. But generally speaking, we all have a slightly different take on what money is, on whether it's good or bad, how we feel about it, how it moves, you know, how accustomed we are to receiving it, how accustomed we are to keeping it, and all of these like different factors when it comes to this particular energy. That being said, it isn't the kind of thing that has to be fixed. It is the kind of thing that you can work on. It is something that you can change within yourself. So the first step to being introduced to money mindset and really kind of having an understanding of where you sit on that spectrum is having a little bit of self-awareness and giving yourself the opportunity to really focus on what belief system you are carrying about this particular energy. So the way to do this is from a very, very basic standpoint, and there are so many teachings out there that can go a little bit deeper. But just on this kind of surface level for money mindset, you can consider the kind of environment you grew up in. So I invite you to maybe take some time to write down your kind of origin story in terms of what kind of money did you witness as a child? Like, did you have a family who were filthy rich, or did you have, see, just that, I've just used a terminology, filthy rich. Let me stick a pin in that. We're going to come back to that in a moment. So did you grow up around abundance? Did you grow up around a full bank account? Did you want for nothing? Or were you brought up in a household where money was always the slightly outside of your achievable goal area, where everybody was working and hustling and it was a bit like the Holy Grail that you could never quite get your fingers on? Or were you comfortable and money wasn't even something that you gave focus to because you had everything that you needed and there wasn't any big dramatic wants or desires and you were quite comfortable? So first and foremost, once you have an understanding of your kind of immediate introduction to this particular energy, that can give you a really good insight into where the main kind of original foundational biases that you hold about this energy source lie. So for instance, from my standpoint, I came from a family who had enough money to survive and we were fine. However, we never had abundance. We never had a lot of it. Everybody worked very hard. It was always in the pursuit to obtain more of it. And money was something that was spoken about a lot in my house, but it was spoken about in terms of there not being much of it. And oftentimes when we grow up around those influences, some of the conversations that you have can be really, really impactful into the way that you believe, you know, the behaviors and belief about money as an energy can hold with you for time and time to come. But also they can make a difference to your perception over what money actually is. That's why I wanted to stick a pin in that sentence that I said earlier when I mentioned filthy rich, because this is a perfect example of the way in which as a cultural thing we speak about money, and we've actually given money connotations, we've given it behavior, we've given it a whole kind of system of integrity or lack thereof. And it's not a person. It's money is an energy source. Some people might argue that it's a piece of paper with the Queen's face on. But actually what it is it is just an exchange of energy from person to person. Before it was money, there was always currency. There was always an exchange. And it's kind of like deeply, deeply ingrained in us as humans that we actually have that exchange. Now, that exchange may have been a fish for a loaf of bread at one stage. It may have been many different things, but that collective kind of community energy has always been there. We've just called it different things in different areas of you know, those time frames. So have a little think about the phrases that people have said around you. Filthy rich, like being amongst money is dirty. And also there's a really good saying that my husband always says, which is where there's dirt, there's money. And that is about actually that people will pay more for things that is considered to be like dirty work or anything like that. Think about how many times you've heard phrases such as money doesn't grow on trees, which is hilarious because money is paper and paper is made from trees. And we've accepted that money doesn't grow on trees when actually it does. And, you know, things, just little things like that, like we can't afford it or there's never enough. Think about those phrases that you have been around when you were a child or when you were younger, maybe when you had your first introduction to money, and have a little think about what that means for you and what those phrases may have given you in terms of your perception around money. One of the main things that money mindset does is it removes blocks. It takes away hurdles. So let me just give you some examples of blocks that me and my clients have had in terms of money that we have overcome either together or individually, because it can be an individual practice, money mindset. You obviously can work with somebody else to help you overcome money mindset, but it's one of those continual things, a little bit like ideal client and a little bit like your pricing structure. Like you may have an understanding of what those things are today, but it's an evolution that goes with you. It's a practice that's never done. And it's best done when it's a ritual or a habit or something that you go back to and relate back to regularly. So here are some of the things that we have overcome that we would consider to be kind of a negative bias when it comes to money mindset. So have a listen to these and see if any of these have ever resonated with you. So first one, people like me don't earn that amount of money. Oh, that's a good one. That's one of those ones that even as I say it, I don't believe it, but I can resonate with it. Like I can still find a part of me from years and years and years ago that would have said something like that and truly meant it. No one is buying right now. That's a good one. People bring that one out at certain times of the year. And you know, this is just not just a money mindset situation, but this is actually a hurdle that we give ourselves. And we tell ourselves, nobody is buying right now. And that gives us permission to not do the work. It gives us permission not to sell. It gives us permission not to reach out, not to show up. It gives us permission to sit back and not focus on the things that are truly important to us. So we use that one as a bit of a crutch as well. Money changes people. That's a good one. That is a good one because we have this belief that money changes people and we then feel like we don't want to be like that. And we reject somewhere deep inside, we reject the possibility of money coming into our life because we think that money makes you a bitch. You know, we think that money makes you like seriously different in the way you conduct yourself. It will make you conceited. It will make you mean. It will make you less caring. It will make you do bad things or be self-centered or be selfish. So that's a really, really good one to overcome. Now, not all of those types of phrases will apply to everybody. You know, the blocks will blind you from opportunities, potential and positive results. So you have to remember that the beliefs that you hold, and you get to choose your belief system, the beliefs that you hold will determine your mindset. So one of the things I really love to do in terms of money mindset is a practice that I call Let It Go. And I want to thank, I really want to thank Disney for, you know, bringing out Let It Go as a song, because it was part of the inspiration for my little ritual when it comes to money mindset. And what it is that I had a block, and I don't know if any of you have had this block, but I had a block where the inner critic of me used to give myself a hard time over the money choices I've previously made. So if you've ever been in a situation where you have spent money and it hasn't been an investment, or you've spent money and it hasn't created an asset in your life, or if you've ever got yourself into debt, or if you've ever taken out a high amount of credit, or, you know, if you've ever had to look at your credit check and figure out what the numbers are on your credit check, you can really stack those things up against yourself and give yourself those negative feelings around the energy of money. Like, we've all spent energy, like every single day we spend energy, and you never go to bed in the evening and go, oh my goodness, I am so mad with myself that I spent all of that energy going to the supermarket today. Or, oh, I am so mad with myself that I spent all that energy writing emails today or writing blogs today. Or I'm so mad with myself that I spent that energy taking the dog for a walk. Like, in no other area of our life do we give ourselves a hard time for how we spend that energy, possibly in dating, but we're not going to go there today. You know, but other than that, we really don't do that. So I like to do this ritual, which is part of my own kind of like thing that I've devised, which is a let it go math, like let it go ritual, money mindset ritual. So I give myself these key phrases to say. And if you're in a safe space right now listening, you have the opportunity to say them with me, then please do. I will say them and I'll give you some space to repeat them back to me. Okay. I forgive myself for the choices that didn't work out the way I planned around money. I let go of the fear that I may lose money. I understand that old habits will test me, and that I can let go of those too. My relationship with money is my choice, and I choose to change it? Now, they are just four key phrases that help me. So I invite you that if you do have any feelings over the way you have previously used your energy spend when it comes to money, if you've ever been in those areas where you're judging yourself over what money you've spent or what you've got for your money or where you've displayed that energy, please take some time and write your own let it go phrases and give yourself the opportunity to really, truly kind of flip that coin and have a better relationship with money. And the next thing that I like to do is I like to practice money mindset gratitude and acceptance. Okay, so this is just a little exercise that helps to change your money mindset and gives you the opportunity to list some positive financial freedoms that you currently have. Okay, so you take some time and make a note of the abundance that already sits with you. So for instance, did you have enough money to buy food this week? Okay, so that's amazing. Like if you had enough money to buy food this week, have you given yourself a moment to actually sit in that gratitude and be grateful for that abundance that's in your life naturally? Another great way of doing this is checking out your bank statements and only focusing on the in column. I really enjoy that. Like I just ignore the rest of it. This is not, by the way, a practice for your bookkeeping. Just a little disclaimer. This is not a practice for your bookkeeping. It's not a practice for your accounts. We'll talk about that on a different episode. This is purely for your money mindset. I love to look at the bank statements, both my personal ones and the business ones, and just look at the in column and feel gratitude and to take a few seconds to really allow myself to fill myself up with gratitude for each money and abundance that lands with me. I also like to make a coming into my life list. So if you have clients who are on retainer or on contract or purchasing something on a subscription basis and you know that there's money coming in, I really love to write down a coming in list. And I have a coming in list that is kind of a solid coming in list. So everything that I know is on its way to me. And this is obviously something that people do for forecasting, but I'm going to reiterate again, this is not necessarily for your immediate money strategy. This is just for your internal belief system when it comes into money mindset and the way you frame that energy for yourself, the way you think about that energy and how you present that energy to the world. So have a little look at what you've got coming in and what you have potentially got. And then also make it a list of things that are coming in for you that you believe will come in for you that maybe aren't set in stone. Because this is not just about counting your blessings, although this is a great place for you to have that foundational practice. It's also about really truly believing that there is more coming to you. And that everything that you want and everything that you need and everything that you want to obtain in terms of abundance, which usually has a motivation behind it, right? So like I know a lot of people, when we manifest or we have intentions around money and we work on our money mindset, quite often what we're actually doing is we're actually, you know, we want that money because we want the freedom that that money gives us, or we want to be able to change our environment based on what money can provide us. So there are obviously intrinsic motivations in between all of these areas, but just make yourself a little list of the things that aren't coming to you, okay? There are some positive phrases in our culture around money. One of the ones that I really love telling people, the reason I love telling it is because it is linked to a memory of my dad who is no longer with us. And my mum and dad didn't have lots and lots of money. And I think I've probably touched on this earlier. They didn't have, like, they weren't in an abundance mindset, let's put it that way. But they did work and we were comfortable and we didn't really kind of need for anything. We did have luxuries. We had a karaoke machine, which in the 90s was pretty luxurious. And still, even with all of that, every single time my mum and dad would walk down the street, usually holding hands, my dad would pick up any pennies or coins that he would see on the street. And we always had an abundance of coins. We always had money boxes everywhere that had coins in. And my dad used to say, and let me know if this is something that you've heard, but take care of the pennies and the pounds take care of themselves. And I always thought that was it was like a cautionary tale in saving, but actually it's not. What that is if you can actually give yourself some focus on all of the money that's coming into you, all of the abundance that's in your world already, then actually the pounds and the greater sums of money do follow. So if you see that penny and you have gratitude for that penny and the fact that that penny is in your life and you now have it, then that can create this beautiful ripple effect where it changes your mindset and it allows more financial abundance to flow to you. And then one of the amazing things that you get to do in terms of your money mindset is that you get to then reframe your thoughts on money. So all of that stuff that is your foundational kind of education, your nurture belief system that you got from your childhood or from the people around you or from previous experiences, you get to completely change that. Much like, you know, we talk about in videos and stuff, and I know me and my pro members and course members, like, we talk about this all of the time, but I'm going to say it again because it's just so important. You have absolute permission to change yourself every damn day. You change yourself into whatever version of yourself is your best self, and don't ever apologize for it and don't ever worry about it. You just choose who you want to be and you go for it. And that's the same with your money mindset. You absolutely have the opportunity. And if you need permission, I give you permission to completely reframe your mindset when it comes to money. So I'm going to end this podcast by reading out some mantras. Again, please, please, please do say them out. If you're in a safe space and you're listening right now, you have the opportunity to say them out and speak them. Or if you're in an opportunity, if you're listening to me whilst you're working and you're in your office, maybe write them down and just give yourself the opportunity to really take them in and sit with them and believe them. Okay. So, I am a constant source of abundance. Money is a tool for freedom and adventure. I can do good in this world with the money that comes to me. My family and friends will benefit from the money that flows to me. I am a money and abundance magnet. I deserve to earn good money. I find it easy to make money. I love money. Money is a source of joy. My business will support others in making money. Financial success is easy for me. I attract money and prosperity. Abundance is my friend. Every day, money flows into my life. Okay, pretties. I hope you've enjoyed that episode. This might be one of those good ones to save down and listen to quite regularly if you're having a money mindset wobble. I really, really hope that you've enjoyed it. And I know that you will go out there and you will smash today. And you will be able to reframe your money mindset. Keep working because you're worth it. You deserve it. And you can afford it. See you next time, pretties. If you're loving our pretty podcast, come on over to Social Pretties, our online safe house and sisterhood community. It's a safe space where female entrepreneurs connect and thrive in a warm, welcoming fold of pretty amazing women. You'll find an easy redirect in the description, and I can't wait to see you in there. And depending on where you're listening right now, we would love it if you would click subscribe or follow so that you can be the first to know when our new podcasts come out.